the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
When President Trump made the new trade agreement announcement in the Oval Office today, he brought in Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto by speakerphone. This was a mistake.
It really was.
And we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique.
Enrique.
Yeah, you can hook him up.
Please come in.
Enrique?
You tell me when.
How are you?
It's a big thing. A lot of people waiting.
Introducing President Peña Nieto.
Hello? Do you want to put that on this phone, please? Hello?
Okay. Baron! Baron, get in here!
Be helpful.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, we're still waiting.
Enrique.
President Trump.
Thank you.
President Trump, how are you? Good morning.
Thank you, Enrique, and congratulations. That's really a fantastic thing. We've all worked very hard.
Okay. If you are the host of this conference call, please press 1 now.
Oh, your man. User ID number.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a great mashup of that hello conversation set to Lionel Richie's hello, if you want to go check it out. It's out there. Just as say, amazing as you might imagine.
I just walked in. There's a TV on in the room, and I started looking. I go, this is...
It's not going well.
It's like moments ago, and they're like they're showing it for the first time, and I'm like, am I really watching this? Is this really happening?
When is SNL back? I mean, because this is total material. Yeah. But it's not
it's all right,
yet.
Though. It worked out. The stock market loves it. They're gonna hug. There's mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice thing. So
President Nieto would like to hug him. So yes. And he would hug back. It would be very nice.
That's what we learned at the end of that very awkward moment.
Got awkward.
But there was a guy behind him pressing buttons, and a couple times he hit the button. It is. It's like when he is basically grandpa at the table. Like, kind of, you know, he's angry. He's always got something to say. You kind of love him because he's grandpa, and he's got a real nice house, so you like going there for Thanksgiving. But there's something awkward.
He's proudly trying to show off his deal making prowess, but then his speakerphone technological non prowess got in the way of it. Mm-hmm, it felt right. Like you just kind of sat there, like, oh,
exactly. Mm-mm. All right, let's check in at
number four,
Neil Simon. The playwright whose name was synonymous with Broadway comedy and commercial success for decades helped redefine the popular American musical and the popular American humor of just your straight-up plays. Mm-hmm. Right? So, he's dead, by the way. I should point that out. I missed that. He has passed away at the age of 91. And he... is throughout the 1960s and 70s, if you put his name on anything, a Neil Simon play, a Neil Simon mm-hmm. movie, it sold. So here's what Simon once said about writing for the stage and the screen.
Well, for me, the dialogue comes last. I think people get the image that I sit down and write a lot of jokes. I think of a story. I think of characters, mostly. The dialogue comes last. The dialogue surprises me. There is no formula for it. I just hope... that what I find funny, the rest of America would find funny.
Yeah. Neil Simon was 91. Ryan, what's going on in the WGN newsroom?
The Chicago Fire Department says they don't believe a fire that killed 8 people in the Little Village neighborhood was set intentionally. More on that coming up at 5:30.
Violetta?
Time to show New York they aren't the only ones who make pinstripes look good. White Sox, Yankees, tonight at 6 on WGN TV Sports.
right, Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. We're up to
number three.
Steve James, the genius behind Hoop Dreams, has a new show on Starz, which is poised to thrust a suburban Chicago high school into the center of a national conversation on race and equality. It's very interesting because this time he's training his cameras on 12 students over the course of an academic year at Oak Park River Forest High School.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's obviously an affluent high school, but it borders a very tough part of Chicago.
Oak Park, this school is crazy. It's like a social experiment.
In this community, there are levels of diversity, but we mentioned race, all hell breaks loose.
My white friends, they don't even know who Malcolm X is, don't know who Biggie Smalls is.
I don't have black friends. I have black acquaintances.
It's so white.
Charles Donaldson III, who is a senior there, tells the Sun-Times that he's glad that light is being shed on the school.
I think that what this film does very well is that it normalizes and humanizes adolescent experience for children of color. Because I think as children of color, especially black kids, that's something that's taken away from us. And I think that the more you show it, the more you humanize it, the more you'll remember that, like, again, like, we're just kids. Like, I think that happens a lot. The kids are the ones that suffer the most.
It is interesting because Steve James is such a great filmmaker.
Yes.
And he catches that adolescent and that high school student so well in a documentary that it's really
no question.
It's very, very
the subtlety, the pain, the angst, all of it.
Right, and just the day to day life.
The
way that a kid is living and it seems very normal, but then when they step down, when you focus on that kid, when he's out of your sight, which is the interesting, like out of the sight of adults, it's a really interesting. He's got a brilliant filmmaker, so that's definitely worth seeing on Starz. And speaking of documentaries, coming up after, we're going to go to baseball at 5:30, but the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis continues on the air, on the web, on the airweb, on the internet. 5:30. So join us at WGN Everywhere, which is the WGN Radio app, WGNRadio.com, and you can ask your smart speaker to play WGN on whatever device you have on TuneIn or let's go with TuneIn. That's the best way to do that. All right?
Great way.
Okay, everybody good
with
that?
We're all on the same page.
All right. And then we're going to replay as part of it. We've an hour and a half show, but we've got some special stuff there. Mark McKinnon's going to join us, but we're also going to replay an interview that we had with Ken Burns, the great documentarian about John McCain. That's coming your way after 6:30 on the World Wide Web at WGNRadio.com. Do not miss it. All right, we've worked our way to this.
Number two.
Sacha Baron Cohen, last night, season finale of Who is America? Who did he get this time? O.J. Simpson.
Ma vai usare qua, perché non andare?
Il lugar è tocca business.
Ma va. Ma guarda questo, tu un po'.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, but sometimes I want to kill her, you know?
Hey.
No, but I've been a very unlucky in a love. My ex-wife.
Seem lucky in love to me.
Yeah, but I don't love her. Sometimes I want to completely kill her.
Stop!
No.
Stop!
If I do, you introduce me to Cochran.
Yeah, Johnny, right? I would have to introduce you in the afterlife.
What? You didn't kill him too, did you?
Trying to coax that confession out of him.
Oh, my God.
Called him a lady killer. We're both lady killers.
Yes, it was. It was pretty great. That's the button on the series. That was the end of the series. And it was, you're like shocked. Your mouth drops open when you see it. Oh my God, it's OJ.
Sarah Palin did not appear because remember she was suing him over being duped in that interview and apparently was just listed in the credits rolling as a special publicity consultant because she helped so much with the publicity.
That's true. It's interesting why they didn't. There'll be a story behind that.
There will be.
Both sides will declare victory and go home on that. I don't know.
Exactly, I believe that's true.
What that's all going to be about. But it was definitely worth the series had its awkward moments. There are some things that seem a little unfair, but then there were some classic moments. And last night was a pretty good way to end the series. And then, because it was a false end, like you're watching it, it's over, and then all of a sudden it pops back up and there's OJ. And you're like, oh no. Oh boy. Oh, God.
Lady killers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see. Will there be more? Did he do more of this? It'll eventually work its way out into the internet. My guess is yes.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that there will be fairly significant internet coverage.
I would think so. Showtime is not commenting about the Sarah Palin thing yet, so we'll have to see what comes out there in terms of why not. Was it the lawsuit? Was it just, I don't know, was it publicity? Maybe there wasn't enough there in that interview?
I don't know. And I also wonder if the potential for legality here. It seems like they spent a ton of money making that show. Because they had to set, it doesn't show on the screen, it shows in the setup. Because they actually were throwing fake banquets for these people to con them into believing that they were receiving an award to set up some of the stuff they did with their Israeli defense guy, Colonel Iran Marad, which was one of the characters he was playing. There were a bunch of other, they spent so much money creating, and they were flying people all over the country, duping these people, trying to convince them that other things were going on that potentially were actually not.
It worked. Got them to do a lot of strange things.
Yes. Yes, it did. But it is where, I mean, it depends on where your politics are. He does make fun. It wasn't just Trump he was going after or conservatives.
Bernie Sanders sat down, a couple other Democrats.
Yes. All right. Let's get right to this. And finally.
Number one.
John McCain, United States Senator, dead at the age of 81.
The truth is sometimes a hard pill to swallow. It sometimes causes us difficulties at home and abroad. It is sometimes used by our enemies in attempts to hurt us. But the American people are entitled to it nonetheless. I call on all Americans to not despair of our present difficulties, but to believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Americans never quit. We never surrender. We never hide from history. We make history.
We have nothing to fear from each other. We are arguing over the means to better secure our freedom and support the general welfare. But it should remain an argument among friends who share an unshaken belief that in our great cause and in the goodness of each other, we are Americans first, Americans last, and Americans always.
Every life has to end one way or another. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with my life. I'm very happy with what I've been able to do. And there's two ways of looking at these things, and one of them is to celebrate.
You've been around a long time, old man. You've had a great life. You've had a great experience. I want, when I leave, that the ceremony is at the Naval Academy, and we just have a couple of people that stand up and say, this guy, he served his country.